DOT issues its long-awaited rulemaking proposal on small unmanned aircraft.
It's an exciting day for aviation and for the future of unmanned aircraft in the U.S.
What's the initial reaction from NBAA?
There is some good news in here, I think.
From the National Business Aviation Association, this is a special edition of Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. In an unusual Sunday announcement, U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox and FAA Administrator Michael Huerta unveiled their long-awaited proposal for rules that will govern the operation of small unmanned aircraft systems within the national airspace. This is Administrator Huerta.
The proposed rule accommodates aircraft up to 55 pounds, operating at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour and up to 500 feet in altitude. This keeps these small unmanned aircraft away from manned aircraft that usually fly at higher altitudes. Also, unmanned flights would be restricted near airports and in certain airspace unless air traffic control gives permission. This is to provide a buffer between manned and unmanned aircraft. This proposal would allow operations during daylight hours and would require the operator to be able to see the unmanned aircraft at all times.
Who can fly these unmanned aircraft?
Rather than requiring a private pilot license, we propose that operators obtain a newly created FAA Unmanned Aircraft Operator Certificate by passing a knowledge test focusing on the rules of the air.
Huerta says the UAS certification would have to be renewed every couple of years and would require no physical exam. And as for the aircraft themselves,
these small unmanned vehicles pose the least amount of risk to our airspace, and therefore, the rule would allow these aircraft to operate without the need for an airworthiness certificate.
Part of the reason for not issuing airworthiness certificates is the fast pace of technological advances in UAS development. Huerta also says these rules are being proposed with the realization that ongoing evolution will continue for some time to come.
The rule, as it becomes finalized, is going to provide probably the most flexible regime for unmanned aircraft 55 pounds or less that exists anywhere in the world. But we need to do this in a staged way that ensures the highest levels of safety, because that's what people expect of the airspace and the aviation system.
At first glance, NBAA Director of Air Traffic Services and Infrastructure, Bob Lamond, says he likes what he sees.
We really do welcome the FAA taking these initial steps to provide a much-needed regulatory structure for the operations, and we think these will bring significant business and economic benefits to the United States and to business aviation. I think the biggest takeaway for me is that the rumor about a commercial pilot's license has proved to be false. The FAA is looking to create a new certificate for unmanned aircraft operations, and we'll have to sit down and look at that, but it certainly is something that we were not expecting.
Lamond says he's also very anxious to learn more about the FAA's interest in micro UAS, that is aircraft weighing 4.4 pounds, 2 kilograms or less. While this is a critical first step, he points out, nothing is final yet.
I'd say don't exhale yet. This is a proposed rule that will have a comment period of 60 days. And after that, they have to go through and answer all those comments. And it'll be probably at least a year before we can see the actual rules published. But we still have a way to go down this road.
NBAA has a wide array of UAS resources on the website. There, you can also find a summary of the FAA NPRM on UAS and much more. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.